You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Darrell Conner.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, if you admire what someone's doing, why not tell them? We talk about how to give genuine compliments, and this is harder for some of us than others, how to receive them.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. Ashwaubenon-based retailer Shopko is taking steps that could signal bankruptcy is in its future. Wisconsin continues to feel the effects of the ongoing government shutdown. And following a request from Senator Tammy Baldwin, the Air Force will investigate claims of sexual misconduct within the Wisconsin National Guard.
Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back. We thought we had Robert Mentzer. Hold on just a moment. Rob, can you hear me?
I can. Aha. Can you hear me?
We can now. I think that was on our end. Rob, let's start with the news that Shopko apparently is planning to file for bankruptcy protection from creditors. That doesn't necessarily mean the business is closing, but there have been announcements of store closings in Wisconsin and elsewhere. What does all this mean for Shopko?
Right. So Shopko, which is a Wisconsin company, they're based in Ashwaubenon, the Green Bay area, and they've been under pressure as a lot of, you know, retail chains, as a department store, have been. And for at least a month, it's been quite apparent that that they're making cuts and changes. They sold off much of their pharmacy business to Kroger stores. And what, you know, this week, on Monday, my colleague Jeff Bollier at the Green Bay Press Gazette got the scoop from a court hearing that the company is expected to file for bankruptcy protection next week.
And this is something a lot of jobs are at stake here in Wisconsin. They're based in Wisconsin, and they've had a lot of stores in the state.
Right. I mean, it's a big company there. So it has 5,000 employees in Wisconsin, which includes the store employees as well as the people at the corporate headquarters. But there are 360 stores in 24 states. So, yeah, I mean, it's a significant chain.
So we'll be watching for the details, I guess, next week is the expected filing. What are we going to find out then?
Right. So what happened? This was the court hearing that we reported on this week was what was at issue was that there's a pharmaceutical supplier that makes the claim that it is owed $67 million by Shopko, and so it was in the course of that hearing that this information was revealed about the upcoming bankruptcy hearing. So, you know, bankruptcy, as you mentioned in the intro, is a process. It is a legal process. It can take a while. So if the company enters into bankruptcy, it'll be about, you know, negotiating on with debts and making determinations about whether Shopko can make changes or cuts and still move forward as a company or not. You know, we've seen in other businesses that are in the sort of the same line of business, Sears, JCPenney, Yonkers, all have either severely contracted or closed in recent years, and Shopko is facing the same pressures there. Especially, it was noted by one of the analysts that Jeff talked to was they're especially susceptible to the growth of these dollar stores and retails, kind of like these discount places. Has taken a significant amount of market share away from Shopko. So it's a company in trouble.
We'll watch for more news on that next week. Also this week, Rob, Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin sent the Air Force a letter asking for an investigation into alleged sexual harassment in National Guard units here in Wisconsin. What do we know about this?
Right. So, I mean, this stems from... So this was a scoop of the Associated Press this week, and it stems from a whistleblower in the Madison-based Wisconsin Air National Guard. And there are claims here from between 2002 and 2016, and specifically involving sexual assaults or instances of sexual harassment. Sort of the allegation is that there's a culture of sexual harassment and that, you know, within this unit, people are inclined to look the other way, I guess, if it involves people who are in positions of power there. So this person, Jay Ellis, who's a master sergeant in the unit, had sent a letter, a detailed letter, to Senator Tammy Baldwin. And this week, Baldwin's response, her letter, calling these allegations serious and requesting an investigation, became public for the first time.
And do we know if this investigation is going to go forward?
Looks like it. I mean, you never know, right? It's so there will be a response to this. The Air Force and the National Guard has already indicated that they will look into these issues. And it's hard to judge from this distance, right? The AP did not name those involved, but indicated that apparently there is some documentation, like contemporaneous notes that were taken or that sort of thing, but there don't appear to have been formal complaints, so it may be challenging to investigate. There will be a response. It's like hard to know what it will lead to. You know what I mean?
Talking to Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network Wisconsin, looking at some top stories around Wisconsin. Rob, I want to take a quick survey of how the federal government shutdown is affecting us here in Wisconsin. In one way is meteorology. There are things we don't know now, in part because of the federal government shutdown.
Yeah, I found this really interesting. But yeah, so a piece of environmental data that is important to meteorologists is water temperature. And normally during the winter, they use data that's taken, measured by the Coast Guard. And it tells you, how much moisture is going to be in the air, and that means how much snow could fall. And during the shutdown, they can't do it. And so, right, so it's literally the case that our weather forecasts are worse or less reliable now as a result.
And then beer. Craft brewers, including the Milwaukee Brewing Company, have some issues with the government shutdown, limiting their ability to develop new lines of beer if they're planning to sell them outside of Wisconsin. What's happening?
Right. This is one that folks may have heard of. But, yeah, there's a federal alcohol agency that is in charge of approving these licenses for breweries and approving labels for beers. If you're going to sell them across state lines, that's why it becomes a federal matter. And that function is shut down. And, right, so there are specific cases in Wisconsin. The Milwaukee-based Lakefront Brewery is waiting on approvals for a new beer that they want to roll out and can't. And in the Wausau area, in Mosinee, there's this new brewery, Mosinee Brewing Company, that is open but cannot yet sell its own beers. It can only sell, other brews because its license is on hold and they can't, get a hold of anyone and figure out what – they can't move it along because the function is closed down.
And also, Rob, this isn't happening yet, but if it goes on much longer, this shutdown, food assistance programs in the state might start to, their funding might start to fall off.
Yeah, I think everyone is sort of looking at it's sort of a graduating process of how serious things could get if the shutdown does continue, right? People are worried about food stamp losses, and one program, the WIC program, Women, Infants, Children, it exists to provide nutritious food for poor women and families. They're in the point where they're getting worried. They're not affected yet, but within weeks, not months, those benefits could end up being cut.
Ending on a lighter note, Rob, winter sports season is here. Not a lot of snow to be found in some parts of the state, but people may have a chance to do some speed dating, right? This is a thing. You meet lots of different people for a few minutes, but this is speed dating on a ski lift.
Yeah, I like this. This is a fun story out of Milwaukee that we could use a fun story. This particular event happens at Wilmot Mountain near Kenosha. And, so you ride a ski lift. They said it's open to people from ages 21 to 70, but they group it by age groups. And, you ride the ski lift up with a single, and you see if it's somebody that you like and if you want to, ski down the hill with this person.
Now, I'm married, Rob. I'm not dating. If I were doing this, though, I would hold off until I found somebody who had some, medical training, a nurse, a doctor, a paramedic or something. who could help me when I injure myself on the way down the hill. How about you?
Yeah, I was thinking, like, I've never heard of this, anything like this at Granite Peak and Wausau, but then I realized I wouldn't have heard about it because I am married and I do not ski, so it really would not enter my radar, probably.
We'll leave it there. Rob, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That's Rob Metzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, with us for a look at some of the top news stories from around the state.